A little bit ago, I shared that I thank God for the day that I met Gary Carpenter. Well, I thank God for the day that I found that little four-tape teaching set entitled Walk of the Spirit by a man I'd never heard of, Dave Roberson. I listened, and those tapes were a direct answer to prayer, because I'd been asking God, how do you walk in this power? How do you go deeper? What's the secret? And that's when I found those tapes. My mother had them, and I got them after she passed away. And as I began listening, he not only shared that praying in tongues was a key, but he explained why. And I felt like a kid at Christmas, where all the toys under the tree are mine. All the presents have my name on them. And I listened and I listened and I listened. And I realized, I have nothing to lose. So I'm going to begin praying like this. And by golly, if Dave Roberson wasn't right. And I can't begin to tell you the joy that it gives me to introduce to you my pastor, Dave Roberson.
Hallelujah.
I did it.
If you wouldn't mind standing up, again, we'll have you back down in 5 minutes. Lift them up about half-mast, you know. They could go up by themselves, you know, but just a little bit here, you know. Glorify, magnify, and exalt you. Hallelujah, what can we say? Hallelujah, what can we say? Magnify, glorify, exalt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Went to a passion play in Oklahoma City, was driving back to Tulsa. It had no presence. I just simply had a minor question. God, what would a person have to do to bring your presence into something like that? That's when he said, go home and worship me all night. You'll begin to find out. Did you? No, not for a year. I was dumb. Can you imagine an increasing presence that won't stop, and you can have it on purpose just because you want to go there? Come on now. You very gently can be seated. Come on. Why? Why would the path to the cross be not as sovereign, final, and finished as the work that was done on the cross? Why die for you and heal you and not have a path that will deliver you there every single time when you get on it? Why? You mean there's something I can do on purpose? Yes, sir. Then you put one foot in front of the other until you get there, and there isn't enough power in this universe to stop you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can get into all kinds of trouble and do stuff wrong, but the problem is, you have to do one or two things. Keep doing that stuff wrong, or quit praying in tongues, because they both won't fit in the same box. You got to quit one or the other. You keep praying in tongues, it'll keep getting you out of it until you finally become a death sentence for the good. I mean, you finally, you can't keep praying in tongues and stay down. Well, I want to stay down. You're going to have to stop one or the other. You can't keep praying in tongues and keep failing. It's an impossibility. Well, I prayed in tongues and it all went wrong and you stopped, didn't you? Hallelujah, Jesus. You stopped. And he said, if you want to know about presence, because what praying in tongues did for me, and I finally had the vision of it, because it prayed me down a hallway and there's all these doors and they had a sign on the front of them. You know, one of them, I couldn't get very many people to go in. Fasting. I said fasting, and I prayed myself to that one. And I couldn't go on because he wouldn't cooperate with me. I went in that door, and Gary got so tired of hearing about fasting. He said I'd preach on it every year. I'd come out, and I'd look like a bean pole, and I'd preach on it and fatten up, you know. And then, when that was added to my foundation, the next door says, private worship. Well, okay. Praying in tongues doesn't replace private worship. It delivers you to it. Each one does what they're supposed to. Praying in tongues doesn't substitute itself for fasting. It brings you to fasting and adds that to your foundation. You can't keep praying without walking out of it and into some kind of victory. Gesto voritale ascubentis hescidese. For there's a time coming, and it's sooner than you think, that many of you are going to be used in ways that you wouldn't have dreamed possible. But as you take a step at a time, you'll see the other step clearly. Then you take that one, and you'll see the other clearly. And you'll end up saying, I never dreamed I could be used the way you're using me. Well, hang on, and you'll see that you can't keep praying in tongues without working my plan in your life, too. Well, did I get a bullet? Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Tomorrow, Mark's going to be here. He's driving. He's one of our preachers, too. And his barber was, you know, I don't want to drive very far from home to get my hair cut because I get cold going home. Anyway, it's in Jinxon that she has this little barber thing, and he used to go there. No, you still do. You'll go there.
I'm going to go there.
Well, they kept talking about her, and so I finally, okay. And I went, and Mark was there, and he was telling her what I did and what I'd come back from and different things. And then all of a sudden, I started hearing some stuff about her from the barber, and then leaning over all the time. And I had a little bitty vision, and all of a sudden, Mark jumps up first and goes, "You have trouble in your back?" I was going to say that. I didn't want to say anything rational or unrational because she was clipping. It I said, how would you like that to stop? You know, I just come back from somewhere and God was healing some people and things. And how'd you like that to stop? Do you know He'll heal you? She's looking at me. And I said, He'll heal you. I said, you don't mind me praying for you, do you? She says, no. Just another run-of-the-mill guy. One, you know, now go ahead, pray for me. So you could see the movement in her body. It shifted around. And she kind of went into shock. She goes in. She didn't know what to do with it. And so she got saved.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think Mark's getting her a Bible. Or did you get it? Yeah, he's getting her a Bible. And she's just like he's yelling and preaching. Where'd he go? Anyway, we got to, you know, pray for people and jump in there. And miracles are for now. Jump on them and push a miracle on them. Oh, here he comes. He kept adding things that I'd pray in tongues and I'd come into another door and this door said something else and it was added to my foundation. And finally there was the big door that was a safe, a round one like a bank vault and money's this deep in it, and it was all closed and all the other doors were little ones. And I got to that one and it turned and opened about this wide and glory came out of it. Just bright lights all the way around and just glory. And I got all mixed up, and thank goodness Bronx here, because I didn't know where I was then. I was here. He told me, I thought I was over at his. But after I preached on what I saw, that opened and I looked inside and there was something round in the inside. I just got my feet in on it and it said love. It said love. Well, I didn't quite know what was happening to me at that point. But when I came here, I went back there to sit down and I was talking to him about it because all hell come to stop me in Brazil. And when I say that, I'm saying I was in the same room with fallen angels, looking them right in the face, talking mouth to mouth. There was no creepy voice of smoke floating by. They were standing there staring at me. They was on a mission. When I made them all leave, they chanted invisibly, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You're going to die. They kept quoting that over and over and over again because they were on assignment, and that assignment was to stop me. I discovered something that they've seen the last hundreds and hundreds of years. When anybody found it, they just wreaked havoc on hell. Well, it was that room back there. I went back there. And for 1 minute, I stood on something, sat on it. I went into the spirits. I really couldn't tell you. I don't know if it was after a meeting or when. I was numb for a few days. But what I stepped into was the fullness of the love that was behind that vault that's the permanent walk. You want to know what it felt like? What did he say about perfect love? It casts out what? I didn't have any. Casts out fear. And it never
fails.
Never. What's this going to do when I turn loose of it? Are you sure? You sure? That's the second time you've been right.
I'm going to do it again. Can you tell me what it's going to do? Don't you have a little fear that it might not?
No.
Aren't you scared? You mean it's going to fall again? You were right. What's it going to do now? When I turn this over. He was right again. Yes, he was. There's a hospital called St. Jude, Tulsa area. For that minute, do you want to know what I was doing? I had no fear. None. Absolutely not. No fear, there's no failure. I was going to Jude not to pray for the children and things. I was going to empty it. And I knew it. I knew it. As sure as that fell under the law of gravity, I was going to empty it, not just pray for it. Well, I can tell you a little about these things. That's the second visitation I had, and I talked about it somewhat last time. One, they wanted to get me hooked in sensationalism. I mean, if you've got a little halo over your head, you know, I might listen to you and glory and light and stuff. But Branham had a little halo thing that appeared over his head. I mean, if you got that over your head, I'm going to listen to you. Everything you say, you little halo. But sensationalism is what the devil will do to gain your confidence that it's God doing that so that he can get seduction in on you, a false doctrine, and have you lead a couple of million people to hell. So that's what he was trying to start in sensationalism. And I opened the fasting door and I went in there. And I was about the fourth night when all of a sudden they started singing. Let's all gather at the river. River, beautiful river. Then they sang another and they wore me out singing. I had a little check. They were out loud like you talk. I had a check about it. I didn't feel too good. So I'm thinking, do they take requests? They come to me and I'm going to ask. So I asked them about a gospel song. You take requests? And they just busted out singing that gospel song, and I'm going, wow, they take requests. And to me it was out loud. But then I went, would you sing Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash? That's the first break I got for some quietness for 4 or 5 minutes. I'm going, my God, they can't do it. They're not. Maybe they're not a God. And I was just ready to rejoice or something. All of a sudden, the taste of love is sweet. And two hearts like ours meet. I fell into a burning ring of fire, went down, 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 and the flames burned higher. Burn, burn, burn. And I'm going, I didn't want to. I wanted to hear the end of it. I wanted to hear the whole song. But I said, get out. Get out. And they did. So it was a few years later. How would you like to wake up in Brazil, 10 stories up in a hotel room, and have a guy sitting in the chair you put your clothes on when you went to bed? He's just sitting there, 6'5" or 7", dressed darkly, just sitting there. And I went with this in my hand, like, I can't believe this. And I moved my hand up over my heart like this, and he goes, look, He looks over the other part of the room. Says he put his hand over his heart. Does he know you're going to kill him with a poison dart? That's when I got up. He ran over towards them. They were coming and gathering around a woman. And she was about a foot shorter than the rest of them and had coal black hair down to here, gray and black eyes, and could just stare a hole through you. And she had a smoking flax. Curse of death. She had a smoking flax and about six or seven of the big giant guys on each side protecting her. And they come walking down the wall towards me. She was getting that smoking flax and she was ready to smoke me with it. And that's when I went after them. I said, in the name of Jesus, you get out of here. And they started running towards the wall. Some of them were disappearing before they got to it. But they were gone. Then they chanted a while. I could hear them until they stopped that. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I said, oh, shut up. Get tired of it. See, I didn't know why they came. They came because they've been down this road before. And they know what the next step is from where we were walking there. I don't want to talk about fasting. I don't want to talk about getting there. But they've been through this for centuries. They can read the signs. They know what was coming. And if I made it to that love, then I would lose. There wouldn't be any room for any more fear. That's when I went down the rooms and understood them. Then the vault opened. Then I got a little taste of it here. I don't know why it was here. I would have picked anywhere else to drive through to get here. I don't know why in there, when I stepped on that for a minute, I experienced 1 minute of what that would be like. 1 minute. And I can tell you, I was on my way to the hospital. And I wasn't just going to pray for him. I was going to empty it. Now think of the effect of all the mamas and papas that would get about 300 kids that were born messed up, are messed up, teared up, car wrecked up. Can you imagine them having to call all the parents to come and get their children? What would that do to that city? Come on, he can't let this happen. He can't. That's why. They came up behind me when I was putting something with my truck, and this is the singing ones. And they said it again. I'm going to kill you. And I protected my poor truck, you know, and turned around and said, oh, get out. Get out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I've always wondered about preachers that did mighty things and they fell to something and they lived a secret life and they did this and they did that until I began facing the pressures on the level that those guys had attained to and walked in. And I tell you what, if you don't get equipped, and if he was to give you all that you would like to have right now, you probably wouldn't survive it. In Brazil, the book is just, the Walk of the Spirit is just, they're catching on real strong. And we had 700 to 800 preachers come out to this last conference. I was telling them there was two fully robed priests sitting on the front row. And I was just teaching away, you know, about the walk of the power. and the cross is accessible. I mean, the path to it is just as final. And talking to him about the tongues and praying. And I slipped. I went past them and didn't see them, forgot they were there. And I says, and some of you pray to Mary? I said, when you get to heaven, she'll be the first one to slap the fat out of your face. Then I went, oh my God, what did I do? But they didn't leave. In fact, they come up and gave me a hug at the end. Hallelujah. And then there was a beautiful 20-year-old woman, beautiful. She's just standing there, and her mother gave the testimony in Portuguese, and they translating to me. And this is what they translated. She was there for our meeting. And when she left there, she's going to med school. And so they continued the testimony. They said, when she was born, the doctor said that her heart will not last a day. So right after her birth, they brought her. I mean, she just had the baby. We prayed for her 20 years ago. They give her a brand new heart right there. But she was born also with her heels for her toes below. Her feet and half her legs were on backwards. He testified. This beautiful woman was standing there, every part of her. She had her feet front, perfect, everything. He said, remember you taught us about confession? I said, yes, sir. I do. How that you can't keep speaking the truth because God's not a man that he can lie. They give him the most powerful thing he has to use is truth. How come you can look at a paragraph one time and can't quote it back unless you're photographic? But if you read it 25 times, you can quote it back. What happened in your mind that made it possible for you to do that after 25 times? Where is your believer? The parents took a year. They said, my God. They said, this is how they said, it took us a year to talk her feet around to the front. I said, oh my God. They didn't move when I prayed for them that day. The heart was healed. But they talked them around. What happened? Something inside went from not believing to believing. Yeah. Did you know you can do this on purpose? Because he's not a man that he can lie. You. When Adam fell, the first one that God judged was Satan. 2,000 years into the future, he basically prophesied, born a woman will be a seed that will bruise your head. Because that was a prophecy of Jesus. So now that there's a promise that he'll come, that freed God to kill the animal, shed the blood, and make skins, clothing for Adam and Eve. And it gave him what he needed to judge the devil because he charged it to the cross to be paid in full at the resurrection. And it began right there. Some guy, Muslim, he says, why didn't he just forgive him and get it over with? I said, because he can't lie. Somebody had to die. He can't. Boy, when I found that out, I said, he loves me. Do you imagine all the trouble he went through just to be able to answer a prayer for us? Prophesy in the future, the slaughter of animals. Everything for the day that Jesus would raise from the dead. All of that just to answer prayer. Just so you could talk to him. Talk about loving you. The animals that died, civilizations that come and Him passing everyone heading towards this ultimate. And we think when we stand in front of Him and ask Him to answer a prayer that He don't hear us after going through that. Got carried away. But you told Him to do that. I couldn't torment Him. It's legal. He loves me. He's a friend. I love Him. For there's great days ahead, because there'll be much learning and teaching about accessibility. And you'll find out that you'll be built up inside of your new nature, your spirit. And you'll learn how to reach out and grab things of power that are from me, saith the Lord. Boy, that was a good one. I grade that A plus. That was a good one, wasn't it? I don't even know I'm doing that. Gikwas talavedo. For the Corindaskla Prata. Gendisola. Haskumesaha. Many of you are called to do much more than you're doing because you don't know that you can do that. You need to follow the instructions that's been given here. That you need to let me do much of your praying for me, because that enables me to also answer it. From the walk of the Spirit is available to those who want to draw close to me on purpose, just because you want to and fulfill your destiny. Boy, that's a good one. Oh, I think I'll take heed to that one. Shaki, talofretis, mano, pokuale to me say, Hishomake. There isn't anything that He wouldn't do for us. Of course, I'm not talking about rampages and sin and all that. I'm talking about anything. There isn't anything He wouldn't do for us as His family. Toilo maquises. Hanasi. Hukidiatoma. Have I prayed for you before? I didn't think so, because it'd be too obvious. Come here. When I say that, that's something He's going to do for you, and it's tied to healing too. You're going to like the change He's going to make. I'll show you what happened to that girl in the barber shop. Put those hands up high as you can above your head. Fingers straight towards the ceiling. Here's where some of it comes from. If I could put a bulldozer on that, maybe. I don't know. But I know somebody. His name is Jesus. Uh-oh, now we wouldn't be able to get it back down, would we? You have a double curvature. Jesus' name. And you don't have nothing now. In fact, you're a quarter of an inch taller than you were. You were already tall enough, weren't you? You altogether about that high. But your curvature wasn't too good. Father, in Jesus' name, release your glory in Him now. Thank you so much for doing this. For doing this. y cuál la tienes. Es que es. You'll be learning more about your call. You think that you would never do anything? You wait. Heto que la ciencia da tu. Amato a ti. There's quite a bit of pain. But, toca de soma te vinco. All right. Somebody else's back is really bad. Yours is rubbing. There's not anything much more painful than... Are we talking? Come here. I can't get past your row. Got drug back. Tired of it?
Oh, yeah. Gotta go.
She knows her stuff.
Gotta go.
How long has it been? Is it, you got injured?
I think I was born with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what? Even worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hurts all the way through your body?
Oh, God, yes.
Mm. How about it being over?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Are you ready?
I am. Hallelujah.
Father, in Jesus' name, arthritis, you die now! Bones go back into place. Uh-oh. 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 Hey, your thumb's there now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah!
Now, come on.
Hallelujah!
Let's get some music.
Hey! Thank you, Jesus.
I'm only 70.
Hallelujah.
God. Look at me like that.
God. Thank you, Lord of God. Hallelujah. No pain.
No pain. No pain. Lots of spiritual gain. How many years? That's ridiculous. Church is responsible for that. Not ours. Come on. We just teach the Bible.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. This torso's bound for glory, this torso. This torso's bound for glory, this torso. I've traveled with no pain. I'm experiencing all kinds of spiritual gain. I'll stop. Okay, I got the answer for you. It's serious. It's not just a heart flutter and you feel it stop and you think, well, is it? It's acting kind of fun now, speeding up. Not flowing, stop it. Anyway, it's not just something that you'll kind of turn your head and say, I'll go away, unless you make it. But that fluttering in the heart that's got to, it has to do with valve. Some deterioration. I don't understand that. Okay. Okay, it's the artery. Anyway, you come over here and you'll just go away with a new one. But that'll add about 20 years of ministry to you, your life. Yes. Come on, it's okay. There may be another. Is there another? Yes. Let's go up here. There was. Here, you know how I knew she wasn't a catcher? Because she stood behind him for a minute. You know that it stops as of tonight, don't you? Why would he heal them? Leave you. Do you know it's going to stop, don't you? You got, all of you got way too many years left. Yeah, you do. You do. Let's go down to the Maka. I'm looking for one of you in particular because it has to do with your nervous system. And it has to do with the heart too, that does. Raise your arms. Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, whoa! Heart, you're a faithful pump now. Restored arteries. Restored nerve system. In Jesus' name. It's going to, can I say, you can do what you want. You walk fast, run, get a bicycle. Maso caranto eskidecinko. Well, you know, don't you? You know, don't you? My gosh. What are you guys doing? 5 and 6 inches off? But we know somebody, don't we? Jesus! He's more than okay. You know, it's a good thing you came. Because there's build up. There's some build up. And, like happens when arteries get closed off and things like that. It's okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It's okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more. In Jesus' name. Heart. Just as sure as they're stretching out and this is moving and that's moving. Why? Why wouldn't they be doing something for her? Now you can say, I know he drinks. Tingling or numbness? Good. Good. Now, Father, in Jesus' name now, a new heart. New. You receive in Jesus' name now. Tell me, you went to the doctor with this. Okay, that was what I saw. Then you don't know exactly what it is.
I think it's about...
No, I saw. It's okay. I saw. But I knew that you must not have known. That's why I ask. Which is your guarantee of being healed? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's it. New heart. Don't need to say the rest.
One more dose.
And what's saturating you now? If not his. You know, you're going to do a lot for him. He's healing you because he already did and loves you. But you do a lot for him because you love him. You're just going to be able to now. I'll visit you when you're 102 and ask you how you're doing. You're healed. Yes. Well, it's just a double barrel shotgun.
Holy Ghost.
Okay. Well, you must be praying or something. This is reaching into your surroundings, even. It's good. In Jesus' name. Oh, no. Raise your arms up. Little one, did you know that this one is going to go up higher than the other? Do you mind being a little taller? Okay. That one's going to go half inch or so better than the other, and then the other hand's going to catch up. It's too late. I waited too long. Jesus, no more. No more. Now that's from the neck down. Everywhere. I'm trying to figure out who she is. Whoever she is, she receives very easily. Okay. You know your heart. You know what it's capable of. You know the kind of miracles that'll work under these hands. Come on. Come on. God's being selfish. This is not just for you. This is for Him too. You know you're receiving an imparture besides the rest of what you come up for? Or why did you come up? That's it. Lay your hands on them, they'll get well. Got to sneak one in up there. I choke you out by the anesthetic. Yeah. Whoosh. And I'm not saying this because I saw you do that. I saw a shoulder joint. That's for sure what it is. And you have a hard time swinging with one arm from a vine. She's coming up for the other part. How long, Mary?
Since December.
Did you injure it?
I did.
It must have been jerked pretty hard.
Dragging a suitcase around.
You. Did you get checked or anything? Did he tell you about the tendons or anything?
He said damage to them, but not real super serious. Not requiring surgery.
So you didn't have to tell me that it was the tendons. Could have been the joint. It was what?
Tendonitis.
Oh, you didn't tell me that before. I would have went for the joint, you know. No, it was, you know, the joint. I saw her shoulder, and he told me it was the tendons, which is what the doctor told her. So, I mean, was God going to say all that and then do nothing? Come on. The history with Miss Mary Poner. I preached a meeting in Bakersfield in a neighboring town. Mm-hmm. And there's a man had no hips, no hip joints. And her husband was holding him up with his crutches. Only he wasn't used to doing that. He didn't know what to do. So we just said, hold him. So I prayed for him. And he was trying to take a step and walk, and her husband was holding on to him. He couldn't get away. We said, okay, you can turn him loose now. And with no hips, supposedly, he ran around the auditorium, threw the crutches down, took off running. And since she's here, she's reminded me of the deaf. I was walking back saying, somebody's deaf. Where are you? Where are you? Somebody, you're deaf. Where are you? And finally somebody said, he's up here, he can't hear you. God. God. She remembers. And then prayed for him and he fell down on the floor and got up and he could hear a whisper. Later they played a program of some of the miracles. And the people were sitting in the crowd and they saw him fall down, was deaf and get back up and could hear. They said, you mean that guy, because they knew him, you mean he can hear now? And he was in the crowd himself. He said, yes, I can. Miracles are fun.
Amen.
Come on, they're fun. Raise them up. We'll let him stretch those tendons for you and get them put together. Put the little, I mean, if you stretch that arm longer, how come it's shorter then? I don't get it. She drug it around with this arm and it's shorter. You ready? Father, in Jesus' name. Oh. Oh. My goodness. Perfect. Now she may tend to go home. Next Saturday. If you were in the Marines, that'd make you drop down and do 30 push-ups, you know.
This arm's not got much exercise lately.
It has. How does it feel?
Good.
Feels good. So don't give her a bad time. Now she can slap you. You got that? Trying to read, but I couldn't hardly. I mean, I was trying to read him. I was trying to listen. He comes running over, and I'm going, nothing, nothing, nothing. She will lay hands on the sick. New experiences. She'll speak over the crowd. Today I got so tickled because when I discovered private worship, I could teach on that for a couple of days. He just said to me today, he said, you know what your private worship is to me? A jacuzzi. I finally figured it out. To me, he couldn't have said anything more clear. We're creating an atmosphere like that you feel. When you get in a jacuzzi and boil and get sleepy when you were sore before that. You create an atmosphere where he can bask like that in your presence with you. Why about a swimming pool? Yes, you can swim all over with a bunch more people, but it isn't exactly the same basking. If you've been healed of anything just tonight, wave your hand at me like this. Look, what's going to happen by the end? Come on. What kind of church is this? I'll tell you what kind. A real one. Listen, if you got a pain that's hurting you right now, right? It's hurt like, ow, oh, now. The pain, it hurts you. You don't have to cause it to. It just does. Ow. You know, like a big old ulcer. And somebody gives you a cup of battery acid and you chase it down with lemon juice. See, he said you don't have to have a line. He's right. See, he's right. Sometimes a point of contact is when they'll turn loose. It's not necessary for him. It is some people sometimes. They need a point of contact that they can say it was done. Right now, if you do have that pain, you know, it's hurting you, stand up where you're at. You know, there's no use you hurting this week. Said, what, have you been hurting? I've been hurting all week. Where you been? Hell, healing meeting. That's a... Never mind. You ever heard of an oxymoron? Anybody else? You know what a horrible feeling is? It's to still be setting when they get healed. And you go, oh my God, I should have got up. That's right. That's the little voice of unbelief. Are you going to get healed? Yes. 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 Just lift your hands up like this, just for an acceptance. Oh, Father, how can we say thanks? We love you as much as we know how. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you. Right now, I speak to every pain-causing situation in their bodies. Right now, pain, you go! Now! All he needs is something to do it with, and then it's done. Like when he said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. The harvest truly plenteous, but laborers are few. Why would we have to pray him if he wanted them sent forward? He wants to heal people. He needs something to do it with. Sometimes they can give it to him, sometimes other people. But when he gets it, you got it. How many of you believe something happened? I'm keeping it. Huh? How many of you believe something happened?
Amen.
Okay, check yourself out real good, and then you can be seated. Twist, gouge, poke, dance. Anything that hurt you before.
This can't wait, so I want to ask you. Santa Hannah, Louisville, Kentucky, has hours for days with cancer. I talked to her husband. I said, would you ask the man of God to pray for her? I'll stand in for her and God will heal her. But this is...
What's her name?
Can't wait till tomorrow. Santa Hannah.
Santa Hannah.
Santa Hannah.
As you stand in for.
Yes.
I believe we can pray here and he'll go there?
He will.
That's right. Give cleansing, Santa Hannah's body right now, Father. Every pain-causing disease, you get off of her. You leave her alone. You leave her alone. Thank you for doing that now. And we await the good news in Jesus' name. Now I lay thee down to rest. Somebody bring him a flower for his chest. When he gets up, you'll be his friend. Best. What do you think? He healed any of them? I mean, this guy here gets his eyes healed, gets his body healed, and he does it himself. We don't understand your kind. What?
I've been at a tent meeting in Columbia last week, Columbia, South Carolina. And this lady came in, and her intention was to kill herself. The Lord told her to come out of that tent. But I prayed for her mother. It was stage 4 cancer.
Stage 4.
And I want you to stand with me that this woman comes out of the hospital.
What's her name, do you know?
I don't remember her name.
Well, he knows.
She's in the hospital in Columbia.
That she's going to die there. No, she's not. She's going to come out and serve God, make a difference, and get all her relatives saved. That's what she's going to do. You're visiting her right now.
Yes.
You love us, Father. You know, you love us. You love this. So we speak to stone. Get her back. Bring her back, and we want to hear the testimony.
Yes,
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Okay, what about those people out there? What do you think when they had pain?
I need to quit smoking.
What?
I need to quit smoking.
Oh, I think so. It's a good thing you're doing. It's a good thing. He'll help you. The devil will try to fight, but if you hang on the extra second, you watch. You watch what happens. So you be free. You be free. You have new lungs and you're probably called to preach. Do you got that? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deliver him from that. Deliver him from it. He don't want to be bound to it anymore. You are free. He's called. Yeah. Yes. 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 I'd throw my pipe away coming home from church, buy a new one, going to work. Okay. I'd throw it out the window. Cost a little. But I got free. You know, I got D's in English, barely passing, because I couldn't give oral reports. Some of you say I'm overhealed. I'm not. How many believes he did anything? Your pain left you? Stand back up, please. Oh, my gosh. Stay standing, please. We want to feast on this. Give him some glory. Now, stay standing. Father, we glorify and magnify you. Now, everybody else that's had a healing in here tonight, stand up and join them. The rest of you, we need to give him some thanks. Come on. Come on. Work in his plan on purpose. Just because you want to. That's tongues. Come on. My glory I give unto you that you may know that the Father loves you. With the same love, he loves me. My God, you're loved. Aren't you? I can't speak with tongues. That's because you're back here for the moment. Get up there in that line. Come on. Come on. Come over here. Steadily under your tongue, under your breath.
keep afloat like a river. Living water. He said, leave the woman alone. He seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Meaning God waited after dispensations of 2,000 years for the first man to appear with a nature like his, Jesus, that could finally fellowship with him what he longed for. He was man and he was God. He said, leave the woman alone. He seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit, my God, I have a nature like his. I have a nature like his. And truth. The one, the true, living God. That's the truth. There is no other like him. Bunch together a little bit. I remember when I come up just like you've done. I come up just like you've done to receive the Holy Spirit. And I didn't know what to expect. I was just born again out of the world. You've been born again, and you have, so you have his nature now. And the Holy Spirit can come in and dwell in that nature. The first thing God will want to do is begin ordering a prayer for you that's his will. And that's those tongues that start flowing out. That's why they edify you. But when we pray, you're going to feel it. The Holy Spirit is going to step in and your chin, mouth, and tongue is going to start going like this. Mine did. They went in an old grandma prayer warrior goes, look, he's got quivering lips. And I thought, she's right. She said, speak it out. So I yielded a little bit more and pretty soon that whole language was rolling out of me. Look, what happened tonight? I've never stopped. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So when we pray, the Holy Spirit is going to baptize you. Your mouth's going to start beating. When that happens, you just yield over and start saying it out. Close your eyes for no distraction. They're going to step up here with me. They're preachers. Well, to receive the Holy Spirit. Loud as you want. Receive. Oh, that's him. That's him. Don't you dare stop. Don't stop. It's to be the rest of your life. Work in his plan. Keep it up. Don't you dare stop. This is your gift. This is your gift to fill you with the power of God. It's your gift. What's going to happen tomorrow and the next day and the next day? And the next day? What's going to happen? Did you know? The love I was talking about tonight is the success of the true entrepreneur. Money will lose hold of him. When it does, he can have all that the kingdom of God needs.
Bitch, I don't care. Listen, there's somebody your heart burned excessively. It felt like a heartburn, and it was in there, but it went through your chest in an awkward way. And there is an activity in your heart, but I have some good news for you. He knows you love Him. He knows other things, but He healed you. He healed you. Hallelujah, Jesus. See if I can interpret any of it. It's none of my business. Come on, that's not fair. That's not fair. It's in a tongue so we wouldn't understand it. That's not fair. It's not for edification. I said, now stop. Wasn't that good tonight?
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This guy got a call, and his wife was dying, and he was rushing to the hospital as fast as he could go, and he started confessing, "She'll live and not die." And all of a sudden, he opened my eyes, because this was a vision. And there was a little devil on each shoulder, and they had their little arms around the back of his head. And every time he'd say, "She'll live and not die," one would yell through to the other, "She'll die." And he'd yell back, "You'll die." Where do you think some of that comes from sometimes? He taught me both ways what to discern. Sometimes I deal with it like I would a person. "You get out of my presence. You do it now. You're not going to stop me anyway, so get out of here." But they kept pestering everything he tried to confess or do. So all of a sudden, he started praying in tongues. This answered a couple of questions I had. One of the, they just stood there and they looked kind of awkward and a little horrified and puzzled. And one of them leaned around the back of the head and spoke to the other one and says, "What do you reckon he's saying?" And the other one says, "I don't know." He says, "But it's starting to burn me." Amen. Let's go. They don't like it. They hate not knowing. It's none of their business anyway. It's God's. It's none of their business unless it's an ancient language they know, and you're probably insulting them at that. Hallelujah. Well, we did good to get out at 9. One more time, just for His glory. You. All of you stand up, worshiping for a minute for His glory.